Good evening, ma'am. I'm calling on behalf of Mitchell Research. We're just conducting an opinion survey. We'd like to ask you just a few questions about issues facing the schools in your area in Massachusetts. Can you so kind share your opinion with us real quick? I'll be brief.
This is
just the screen. We would like to include your response. How many children are living with you and attending kindergarten to 12th grade?
Actually, I have no kids, so I don't know how good.
How about any nephews, nieces, or any relatives that you might know how they're doing in school? Anybody?
Yeah, I have nieces and nephews that are still, they go to the Greenfield schools.
Okay, and how many are they, like two, three?
That are still in school?
Yes.
There's three of them.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. And very kind for you to take your time to help me. And just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages in your community, can you please tell me what is your age?
My age? 44.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. Now, moving right along. Now, how would you describe your gender? Man, woman, non-binary, or something else?
Woman.
How would you describe your race? White, Caucasian, African-American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian?
White Caucasian.
Okay. And what grade are the children currently in? Kindergarten, first, second, third?
Actually, one's in fourth grade.
Yeah.
One's in eighth grade, and one's in ninth grade.
Okay. Oh, wow. They're all growing up already, huh? They grow so fast. Now, which of the following best describes the schools where your children are enrolled this year? A public school run by a school district in Boston? Or a public charter school? Or a parochial Catholic school?
A
public school. Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you mentioned that you have a child in fourth grade. Now, the following several questions would be about these childs and schools. Now, for which of the following best describes the school where your fourth grade child is enrolled this year? A public school run by a school district? A public charter school? A parochial? Or non-Catholic? Or homeschool?
The first one, public school.
The public school, okay. And when it comes to your fourth grade child's progress in reading this school year, would you say you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
He's doing pretty well, so
I'm not concerned. No. Okay. And to the best of your knowledge, is your fourth grade child reading at the level expected for students in their age group? Yes, they are, or no, they're not?
Yes.
Okay. And is your fourth grade child's pediatrician ever discussed with you how can support your child's reading development at home?
Yes
or no? Yes, they have. Okay.
Yes.
And what kinds of activities or support did your fourth grade child's pediatrician recommend? Repeating your child's sounds and encourage them to repeat yours, introducing vocabulary, recitating nursery rhymes, talking with your child, reading with your child, singing songs, oral history time, any of them that he recommended?
Talking and reading.
Okay, let me see, talking with your child and reading with your child. Thank you. Now, what information do you use to understand your fourth grade child's progress in reading and writing? Information from my child's teacher, literacy screeners, such as Reader, Early Bird, Diabelt, STARS, Parents Teachers Conference, English Language Arts, or MCAS, or Grade Reports Cards, Conversations with My Child, or other? Which one do you use?
All of them.
All of them?
Mm-hmm.
But if you had to pick one, just for the sake of research.
The conference one.
The conference one? Oh, that's real smart. Do you agree or disagree with the following statement? I have received feedback about my fourth grade child's reading progress this year from their school. Do you agree with that statement or disagree?
Yes.
Strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Strongly agree.
I strongly agree. Thank you, and I appreciate your patience, ma'am. Now, does your fourth grade child school provide any of the following resources to children who need help with reading? Resources to use at home to help practice reading, one-on-one instructions from a specialist, a small group instruction, a specific diagnose to help you understand what your child's reading challenges are, access to an outside specialist, or something else?
One-on-one.
Okay, one-on-one. And any other?
I believe there's resources.
Oh, okay. Resources at home and to help practice reading. Okay, thank you. Now, moving right along. Have you ever looked for help outside the school to support your fourth grade child's reading progress? For example, hire a tutor, enroll in extra reading classes outside of school, or get an outside assessment? Yes or no?
No.
Okay, thank you. Now, when your fourth grade child is reading at home and they come across an unfamiliar word, which of the following best reflects their approach? They send it out, they send out the letters and the word and try and say them together to make a word. They try to guess the word based on context clues, such as pictures, other words in a sentence, or neither of these approaches?
They try to send it out.
They try and send it out. Thank you. How effective do you think your child's school has been so far at teaching your fourth grade child to read? Very effective, somewhat effective, not too effective, or not at all effective?
Pretty effective.
Somewhat or very?
Very.
Very effective. Thank you. Do you know what curriculum is used in your fourth grade child's school for reading or English language art classes? By curriculum, we mean the types of instruction materials, methods, and classes the schools use to teach a specific subject. You don't?
No.
Okay. And thinking about the tools and methods that teachers use in the classroom to help kids learn how to read, how familiar are you with each of the following? Send it out. Are you very familiar with that? Somewhat? Not too? Or not at all familiar?
Sending it out?
Yes.
Familiar.
Very familiar or somewhat?
Very familiar.
Okay. A whole language. How familiar are you? Very, somewhat, not too, not at all?
A different language other than English?
No, the whole language. Like, that's the method that teachers use. A whole language, like teaching the whole language of English. Are you very familiar with that method? Somewhat, not too, or not at all?
Somewhat.
So what? Okay. How about guessing from context? How familiar are you with that method? Very,
like
somewhat?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. And phonics? Very, somewhat, not too, or not at all? Familiar?
Very.
Okay. And reading recovery? Very, somewhat? Hello, ma'am?